I don't think you've met Bean. I would love you to meet Bean. Maybe
I'm recording you, by the way.
Why are you doing that?
Well, because I don't want it to be just teenage stuff.
So my best friend in the world, Bean, who I would love you to meet, because you are also...
He's not the Christian one.
No, that's Phil. I would love you to meet him. I think you and Bean would get on in some weird kind of way, but...
Tangential.
So for a long time, I listened to music, and if it didn't speak to me, if it wasn't real, I couldn't understand it. I couldn't get it, right? And then it was late one night, and I was in my living room chit-chatting to him on the WhatsApps, and he said to me, "What I love is listening. I'd be riding a dragon, riding the back of a dragon, listening to riffs." And I was like, what is that? What is that? And then I thought about that a lot.
It's code.
And it's not code. It's the truth. In that I was looking for realness. I was looking for Deftones and Korn. I was listening for them to tell me how my life should be lived and that kind of stuff. But what I was missing is the mythical and the fantasy of bands like Judas Priest, right? Where they didn't sing about, fucking going to school and how you'd be ostracised by your friends. What they sang about is fucking riding the back of a dragon, fucking with an axe, listening to riffs, right? And then boom, there was an epiphany for me, because I read books about that kind of stuff, right? I read books about dragons and I fucking got behind that, but my music wasn't the same. And the moment he said that to me, the moment he said, "No, mate, some music is about fantasy. Some music is about listening to some guy singing about how he's fucking waving an axe around and fucking killing Saxons, right?" And I was like, yes, I read books about that, so why can't my music be about that? And that opened up a fucking whole Pandora's box of shit for me to listen to, which started with Priest, right? That's what he's fucking singing about. He's like, there's
nonsense.
It's not nonsense. It's fucking fantasy. It's beautiful, fucking dragon-driven fantasy, right? There's the odd song that they make, like what's it called?
Stop Christmas.
Something Hellion's Eye or something like that, which is about
satellites.
It's about satellites, right? And it's about how we're all being spied on by satellites.
Electric Eye,
exactly. Hellion's Eye.
Electric Eye.
That's the track, right? It's about satellites and it's about fucking Theresa May, right? But written fucking 20 years ago, right?
From the perspective of a psychopathic robot.
Exactly. But that opened up fucking so much music for me. It opened up Priest, it opened up Saxon, it opened up Iron Maiden for me.
But it didn't have to be relevant.
That was a key thing. It was like, I couldn't really understand. I knew Iron Maiden had some cool riffs and there was some good stuff going on, but I couldn't really get behind it. And then when this epiphany happened, and it was like, no, music can be escapism too. It doesn't have to be real. And I was like, my brain has just exploded out of my ear holes, and now I can listen to music.
What the fuck you want?
I can listen to music that has been around for a fucking so long. Like the most recent Maiden album, Book of Souls, has got a song in it about a fucking blimp. About a fucking blimp. About an air balloon, right? And he sings about this balloon and its life and how it happened and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, I get that now. Like, music can be about fantasy, not just about...
It could be painting.
Realism. It could be a painting. That's bang on, Dave. It could be something that doesn't actually exist. And that, for me, was an epiphany of a moment in that I thought, fuck, yes. And that's how I then got into Priest. That's how I got into, not so much Saxon, I can't really get behind the singing, but that kind of genre of music.
But it's a good point. It's like that. We were talking about MF Theme earlier. It's that. The reason I love that now is you listen to it. I don't understand what the fucking hell is going on there. It doesn't matter. It's sparking interest in language or some ridiculous shit I don't have to care about. Whatever it is, you're happy.
I've decided to be not.
Maiden as well. I went through so many periods of discarding my mind because I thought, well, it's beer socks music.
Beer socks.
Yeah, sweaty beer socks, boys music.
Yeah.
You didn't see any girls. Well, you didn't see any girls.
Now, you listen, of girls. You listen to music like you'd read a fucking Lord of the Rings book, right?
Yeah, but then you throw it away at the end and you're happy.
Oh, man.
You don't throw it away. Mate.
Well, you do. You know, it's like it doesn't have to be relevant, socially relevant. It doesn't make a point. For 5 minutes, it just makes you just want to lie on your bed and go. There was a song the other day. I did this the other day, and it was I was lying in bed. Rachel, I'm going to bed now. Rachel said, well, off you go. And I went, great. You're not coming up, so I can lie. No, so I laid on the bed. There was a song by New Malami. It's called I Love the World, New Malami. And the chorus is. It's quite a negative song, but it's like boom, boom, boom. And the chorus is, I love the world, I love the world, I love the world. Over and over again. But in this ridiculously deep, fucking Celtic voice. And the chorus is, I was like, I remember doing this. Rachel was downstairs. I didn't say she was a prick. I was lying upstairs, and I was, it was like 12 o'clock. And I just had my pants on. And I was listening to the chorus of the same anthemic thing. And I threw my arms out to the side. Threw my arms out to the side. I love the world. And I just went to sleep. I was like, that's the fucking. I love the world, which I don't, but I do. And that's what made all that anthemic thing is like. It doesn't matter, it's nonsense. It's a dragon, or it's a fucking whatever it is, a blimp, or Aces High, it's a fucking. You've never been in a dogfight in your life, but you have with Maiden, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And you go.
I missed that. It took me until I was 40.
Your brain goes fucking apeshit, and then someone comes to talk to you 15 minutes after that experience. You're quite mellow. Because you're like, well, I've been. I'm sorry. I can't really connect with you, but I've just been in the cockpit. I've been in the cockpit of a Spitfire with Bruce Dickinson for the last 15 minutes, or whatever.
Right, he ain't got a clue.
It doesn't matter I've never done it. It doesn't matter I really understand the historical nuances of it. All I really want to do is sit in the cockpit and strafe people and fucking go upside down. Or pretend I'm in Egypt. Or pretend I'm in Arrakis. That one song on the Gene song on that, I made that one. I'm Paul Atreides.
Yeah.
So what? Right. I know I've got a half-eaten packet of fucking cheese in my left pocket.
The best thing about that, though, is that...
Did you just drink my whiskey?
No, I just drank my glass of whiskey. The best thing about that, though, is that...
Your new company.
Is that... I'm 41, and now I've discovered that, and it's opened up a massive fucking chunk of back catalogs that I can now enjoy.
Exactly. And what's the point?
Exactly.